Ladies and gentlemen,
ready for the big show?
You all ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready.
Cue the host.
Go.
Welcome to the conversation. South Florida Talks with Rich Stevens and newsman Dave McBride. Now here's your host, Rich Stevens.
And I am so excited because today is a new day. Of course, I'm excited about that. It's Wednesday, January 11th, 2012. It is 9:04. Welcome to the broadcast. And the reason I'm so excited is because Dave is on vacation. But that's not the reason I'm excited. I'm excited because Michelle Suskauer, a legal expert, is finally, after all this time, it's been like a year, she's in the studio with us today, filling in for Dave.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me and finally allowing me to come in.
You see, you were starting to believe that we only existed on the radio, right?
It's true. To actually see you, and you look wonderful this morning,
by the way. Thank you.
And thank you so much for including me in on the feeding of the squirrels this morning. That was exciting.
See, now, I talk about that on the radio all the time, and until you actually see it, right? Now, you didn't see one crawl up my leg today to grab the peanut, but you saw him eating out of my mouth.
That would have been a little weird.
Out of my mouth.
You were getting a little too close, and it actually was really adorable. Rich grabs a hand of peanuts and goes outside, and the squirrels are waiting for him, and they just take
one at a time, and
They're not greedy.
Right, not at all. And he looks at you, and it's just so adorable.
There's a moment I saw between you and the squirrel. Like, there was this eye contact.
Well, you see how that one just waits for me in the morning. Yeah. I said, before we go in the studio, wait, I have to take care of something. I grab some peanuts, and you thought that I was going to eat the peanuts, and I take you out in the back, and we're feeding the squirrels.
That's right. And I thought maybe it was on, for some your special diet, like that's you get like four peanuts a day, and that's as much as you can eat because you've lost all this weight. You get four peanuts, but no, it wasn't even for you. So it was great. Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
Well, and I'm going to have you feed the squirrels in one of our breaks, by the way.
Okay, I don't know about that.
See, let me give you a little backstory on this. Originally, I was scared to death because growing up in New York, as you know, the squirrels run all over the place, and you would never imagine feeding a squirrel, let alone walking up to a squirrel.
Right.
These are relatives of those squirrels in New York, obviously, but they're quite different, as are a lot of people here in South Florida.
Well, and they've also been, there's intermarriage too. So I think that they're a newer, gentler squirrel.
So you're telling me these are not Jewish squirrels like I think they are?
No, they're not Jewish squirrels. Well, they were hanging around the deli before, so they could be Jewish squirrels. I don't know. I saw one of them running around with a black and white cookie.
The other one, that I gave the peanuts to, always make sure that they're kosher peanuts. That's why I assume they were Jewish squirrels.
There's no such thing.
I'm telling you.
There's no such thing as a kosher peanut.
Of course there is.
No, there is not.
Yes, there is. It has to be, the circle U. Or the circle K?
I thought you were going to say circumcised.
No.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to get that personal with the squirrels. But you'll see, if you take something like a piece of pork, they won't eat it.
Okay, all right.
But they'll eat roast beef.
You could be right.
We've tried this, so I can only think that they got to be Jewish or at least Jewish heritage squirrels.
It's possible, but again, they're a newer, gentler breed than the New York tough and rumble, have to fight with rats squirrels. So, yeah.
So you're saying that these are definitely not the same ones?
No, I really don't think so. However, I'm not going to downplay the fact that you have a relationship. It's important to you, and it's obviously important to them as well.
Seriously, isn't it adorable when you see?
It really is.
Truly you have to see it in order to understand it.
You know what I want you to do? Someone needs. Well, you already had some sort of videotape, but you needed a positive experience with the squirrel, not a negative one of their biting you.
Well, that only happened once, and I don't think he bit me purposely. I think it was because I
over
was trying
eager.
To. Over well, there
eager.
Was no peanut in my hand, and he was so used to grabbing a peanut, he just grabbed my finger. Because apparently my finger looks like a peanut when there's no peanut in there.
It's possible.
I don't know. Let me give you the studio number to get into the conversation this morning, 877-850-8585. It's really exciting to have Michelle Suskauer here in the studio with us this morning. And I looked at your website this morning at Suskauer Law to see if you updated anything. And I see you do have a little mention.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
What?
It's not a little mention. It's right on the homepage. There's a link to where they can listen live if they're not in their car or listening to their radio somewhere. It's a nice mention on my website.
Well, You see, but let me explain to you. I'm just going to read to you what I read this morning when you pointed it out to me. It says, listen live, Michelle Schellschauer to co-host Morning Conversation with Rich Stevens on WFTL 850 AM. Michelle will be appearing as a co-host on the Morning Conversation with Rich Stevens. Ready?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Well, it was posted last night.
Oh, so you didn't.
And then it said Wednesday. No, it does say Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. It goes on after that, but it's just a little bit confusing.
And I don't know how many times has your name been mentioned in that one blurb on my website? A few.
But I don't care about my name. And then you scroll up on the website and you see this picture of you and your husband, Scott, and your hair is a little bit shorter than it is right now, I see. So
no, I know. Yeah, I would say so. It was taken a few years ago. It wasn't taken 100 years ago, but it was taken a few years ago. Hair does grow. Sometimes hair falls out with, you know, older men, but sometimes women grow their hair. But, you know,
what the hell
does
one thing have to do with the other? I didn't get that. All right, and I have to say that Michelle this morning came in wearing would you consider it a black pantsuit?
Yes.
Okay, so you look like you're ready to go to court this morning instead of be on the radio.
Well, I do have to meet with some clients later after. I do have a job where I actually have to work and hopefully make money, so I do need to look professional, too. Although you look very professional as well.
Oh, please.
But
I look professional in my camouflage shorts feeding squirrels. What kind of professional? A professional squirrel catcher or what? But you just look very attorney-like this morning.
Well, I am an attorney, so yeah, attorney-like, but that's a positive.
But when I see you on television, you don't look attorney-like. You look, you do, but you look, it's a different look.
I have the power, the TV necklace on right now, you know, something that's like sparkly and chunky, and the makeup is a